And today's little story anecdote is called A Slow Conversion. So even for Padre Pio, conversion was not always something instant. And this was the case with one Alberto Del Fenta, who thought that Padre Pio was in fact a fraud and a charlatan. Hello friends, and welcome to this channel on Padre Pio. And here we have a series of short stories on the life of our great saint. He was a Capuchin friar. He was a mystic. He was a tremendous miracle worker. So do stay tuned to find out more about Padre Pio and also to see what his intercession could do for you. We do encourage everyone to enroll your Mass prayer intentions, because we have a Mass every Friday in which we bring your intentions to Padre Pio in this Mass. Just watch the video on the end screen, how to enroll your intentions. And we do encourage everyone to be part of this Padre Pio apostolate by liking the video and sharing the video with your friends and with your colleagues. Now, as we said, sometimes conversion takes a long while. It is a slow process. Yet nevertheless, our Lord Jesus Christ himself expressed his desire for all people to believe and to follow him when he said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." And so despite our Lord wanting this, the conversion of everyone, it still is not something instant, even in the case of Padre Pio. And sometimes it just happens in a series of stages, depending on where the soul is at, the state of the soul, and it may need to move slowly to assimilate certain truths step by step before the final conversion happens. This was the case with Alberto Del Fenta. Now, Alberto, he was a notorious Freemason from Bologna. He was completely opposed to the church, and in bitterness he had written many, many articles, abusive articles of the church. And in the newspaper Italia Lysa, he had even described Padre Pio as a hoax, a charlatan, and as a fraud, and accused Padre Pio of taking advantage of people's naivety, as he saw it. Now, one of Del Fenta's nephews came down with an illness. It turned out to be completely incurable. There was no hope for him. In fact, the doctors had already given up hope. And so, what happens if someone picks a fight with God and his saints? Who's going to be the winner, we can ask? Well, let's see. Now, God had obviously sent him a trial. And one day, without Del Fenta even knowing this, because he would have been opposed to it, someone, a friend, had asked for the nephew's cure. He had gone to Padre Pio, asking Padre Pio's intercession. And the cure, when it did arrive, it came quickly. And it was, humanly speaking, completely inexplicable. And now when Del Fenta heard about this, that what had happened through Padre Pio's intercession, he was utterly astonished. He didn't know what to say. And an intense curiosity developed, welled up within him. And then one day he decided now he'd better go to San Giovanni Rotondo to meet the man. His discussions with Padre Pio, they went on for days and days. And during all of this time, Padre Pio put himself completely at the disposal of this Freemason. And any questions that he had, Del Fenta had, Padre Pio would patiently explain everything about the faith. As a result, in this time, Del Fenta was now torn with these two disturbing realities. The incontestable cure of his nephew against all odds was the first. And the second was the indisputable fact that Padre Pio seemed to know, without even having ever met Del Fenta, he seemed to know about Del Fenta's present life, his present condition, and also about the future. And so Del Fenta moved towards his conversion slowly, little by little. He kept a diary of this entire spiritual journey. And one by one, all of his doubts just seemed to fade away and disappear, until ultimately he saw the light undeniably. And so he became a convert through Padre Pio. But more than that, Del Fenta, he took it a stage further. He went on to become an avid follower of Padre Pio. And he even used his writing talents to give testimony to the friar's great powers that he seemed to have, his godly powers. And later, Delfinta ended up writing a book. It was a significant book called Per la Storia, in which Delfinta gathered both his own testimony and the testimonies of others. And at the time of his conversion, something significant, some other significant thing also happened that was to really confirm Delfinta in his new faith, placing the seal on his faith. His young wife was expecting a baby at the time. And so the father-to-be, that is Delfinta himself, he became very, very anxious because for the previous two children, she had been unable to breastfeed the children. And so one day, Delfinta now, he was thinking about this, worrying about it, concerned about it, and he was with Padre Pio, wanting to recommend his wife's problems to the priest's intercession. And so, before Delfinta left Padre Pio, he was about to speak to Padre Pio when Padre Pio offered this comment to him. Will your wife have milk for this little one? And at this, Delfinta was absolutely amazed. It seemed like Padre Pio had read his mind, understood exactly what was going on in his heart, precisely what he had been thinking at that moment. And Padre Pio then went on to assure him, yes, everything will be all right. And that is exactly how it turned out. And so we can see that even for someone completely antagonistic, a skeptic of Padre Pio, of God himself, both in Padre Pio's own eyes and in God's eyes, there is always hope. Do join us next time for our next video in our series about Padre Pio. Our videos come out 3 per week, so do join us. And if you're not receiving notifications of our videos, then do make sure that you have subscribed to our channel. And once you've subscribed, you do have to click this little reminder bell there. Then you receive notifications of videos as they come out.